Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's the nephew stepping up to the plate with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
I'm trying to build my stupidity up as I, you know, as I get closer to this weekend. So I'm starting.
It's at a pretty high level.
Yes,
at the top.
I'm just trying to get it as high as I can. So when I hit that stage Saturday night, I want it at a level of just I want to peek out. I really do. I want to get as ignorant as possible and then just take it all the way over. So we're going to start this thing with N-W-A. N-W-A. Now, what you think that means?
Very good.
Wrong. This ain't Eazy-E. This ain't Ice Cube. Dre, none of them. This right here is N-word abolishers. N-word abolishers.
You at that stupid level. You're on your way.
You up there. Huh? That head start you got this week. Yeah, by the time Saturday get here, you're going to be prime.
Breaking world.
N-W-A. N-word abolishers. Let's go, cat dog.
Stupid.
Hello,
I'm trying to reach a Mr. Spears. My name is Andrews. Is he
available? Yeah, this is me.
Okay, how you doing, sir? Everything going good tonight?
Man, I'm doing fine, man. I'm late for work. What
the
you want?
Wow. Sir, listen, my name is, once again, Andrews, and I'm with NWA, which is N-word abolishers. And as you know, the N-word just got buried, and we're trying to keep that successful and trying to do as much as we can for people to not use the word. It's been brought to our attention that you have been consistently using the word even after we've buried it. And what we're wanting to do is, first of all, ask you to stop. And we don't want to take any other actions, which could mean not only burying the word, but also burying the people who use it, such as yourself.
So what the f*** you trying to say? Hey, you better don't call my phone, man. I told you I'm late for work, man. You calling me with this about a please. I say what I want to say. I ain't got time to be listening to NWA. Y'all need to go listen to a rap record or something. I'm calling my phone.
I got
to do. I'm busy, man.
Sir, I understand that, sir. We're just asking you, sir, could you possibly not use the N-word?
You're asking the wrong. Go ask somebody else. Call somebody else and bother them with this. I say, call me with this. What's wrong with you, crazy NWA? I ain't never heard of y'all.
Sir, do you?
What?
I know it's a process, sir, but we're asking you that if you could just possibly just quit using the word.
Man, you. I'll use whatever the hell I want. I don't know you. You don't know me. What the hell? How you know I use the word anyway? Huh?
Sir, could you please not call me that? Okay.
You. How about that?
I said don't call me that. Now, don't get me bent out of shape about it, all right?
You sound like a stupid. I got your upset, huh? I told you I got to do, man. I ain't got time to play on the phone with you.
I'm trying to make sure that here in this country from now on, the word is not used anymore. And for you to do this, for you to continue to go against the grain, we got to put a stop to it. I don't have a problem.
The grain type of that's who I am. I'm a go against the grain type of
I don't have a problem burying you along with the word.
Better than me. Hold up there, you talking crazy now, boy. Bury me, I'm gonna bury your bury a hatchet in your back. How about that? You don't like that, do you, NWA? With attitudes, that's what you should call yourself.
It's NWA, it's N-word abolishers.
With attitudes, stupid. I don't know who made up with apology. What the spell apologist? Apologist for your stupid phone call, my phone.
It's in. Look, you're going to talk to me with some respect. Talk to me with some respect, sir.
You don't get no respect from me, because you call my phone, stupid boy. You call me, I don't even know how you got my number. I don't spend this much time talking to your stupid. You sound like a dumb calling somebody's phone. Go call 911 and get you some help, dumb.
Don't get your whooped here.
Oh, well, I'm right here. I ain't moving. I live right here at 1301 Lane. Come see me. Look it up if you can't find it. Get your GPS right here.
Can I tell you another thing?
You can tell me whatever the you want to tell me.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your brother Marcus Spears. Man, you are crazy, dog. You crazy for
y'all the crazy. Oh, excuse me. Y'all are the crazy, man. I ain't gonna.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I think this was true.
Hey, look at here. Your brother Marcus told us, he said, I bet him $500 he was going to use the N-word before the month was up. Dog, I believe.
It's hard, man. Y'all can't just, you know, throw this on a like this here, man. Excuse me. But you can't just throw this up on me, man. It take time. It's like stop smoking cigarettes. It take me 6-7 months just to get it out of my system. You know what I'm talking about? No.
Dog, your brother said, he said, I promise you, my brother Calvin is the craziest person I know. He said he gonna go off as soon as you call it.
I might be the craziest that he know, but y'all are some of the craziest that I heard on the radio. I tell you that. That's a damn show, boy. Ooh, I ain't gonna forget this one.
Hey, Calvin, do me a favor, man.
What's up?
Work.
My bad, dog.
Hold on, work on the word, all right? Work on that.
I'm going to try, bro. I'm going to try. I promise you.
Do a fast. Try to fast for about 2 weeks without using it, all right?
Fast. Okay. Yeah, that sounds good.
Well, let me ask you. What is this boy? What is the baddest radio show in the land?
You got to be kidding. Don't ask me no stupid like that. It's the Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. I listen to you crazy.
Stop.
I listen to you crazy folks every morning. How about that?
All right. Say, from now on, you say folks and people and y'all. Try
there
it.
There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
That's my new favorite.
Calvin is off the chain.
He didn't waste no time. But, Tommy, when you got mad, though, that's my favorite part. When you got mad, he said, are you mad now? dog, this wasn't even phasing him.
But I like, my favorite was at the end when he found out, when you told him, and then he kept saying, excuse me.
Oh, hearing words, excuse me, man. I'm sorry, man. My bad, Ian. I said, what you do right here? Oh, Ian, my bad. I'm sorry. Excuse me. Oh, man. Excuse me. Oh, my God.
Stop going against the grain. I'm going to go against the grain, tell me N-word.
Yes, Junior.
Quit calling my phone, Ian. Where?
You sound like a right stupid N-word.
Put a hatchet in your back. When you hear a hatchet?
Calvin got
issues, man. That dude right there, man, he bout it, man. Well, you got a problem with him. Trust him to leave you. Oh, man.
Excuse me. My bad.
That's it. I'm starting it. I'm going to be as ignorant today as I'm just going to keep getting ignorant. I'm going to be ignorant again tomorrow. December 28th, that is it's called the New Year's Comedy Jam. It is actually on December 28th at the Dodd Constitution Hall in Washington, D.C. That's Tony Roberts, Lance Woods, Red Grant, Lunell, Bruce, hosted by yours truly, Nephew Tommy. All right, tickets on sale right now. So that stupid level has started. So by the time I land, oh my God, ignorance.
All right, man. Thank you. Strawberry Letter coming up. He says his fantasies are normal is the subject. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.